Okay, welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Saverio.
Anthony.
Joy Kashuni, of course, in this literal house. Nice and warm. Good kumari, good junk food over here.
All right, Max.
And of course, my Campari 7-Up.
All right, we're at the Chinese race today. Okay, what did you guys think? Go, Joy.
What I think?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we were to reiterate what just happened, I like the sprint. I like the qualifications of the sprint. Then after that, you're getting the race. Main reason is because I'm being entertained. I got two races in one weekend. Also, whenever you're going through a sprint, these guys are trying to make it to the top eight to make their points, because obviously 9th and 10th, they don't make any points. So they have to make that extra effort. Also, like the fact that Sauber, they were able to qualify for this one. And again, with Sauber, with Zhou, you had the home crowd. Did you see that when he made it to the last 10 in qualifications, the crowd was going crazy for them? Same thing what happened to Sonoda in Japan. The crowd, they went crazy for it because their local guy is advancing. And then with Sonoda, he gets another Japanese racer. They took out charge and they went to another Japanese racer to spice up the crowd. So I think China, they did well when Zhou advanced. Yeah. If they wouldn't have another Chinese driver, it would have been a lot better that way. So I still believe, relating to last week, Carlo, that every single paese that you go to, just bring in the local guy. Sexualize the sport. Make the local fans know that you care about them. So bring in these local guys. So when Zhou was there, everybody freaked out. So I kind of like that. So when you go to Poland, bring a Polish guy. When you go to Dubai, somehow find a Dubai driver in there and make him do the free practice. Maybe that could work. So if he happens to crash a car, because he's being paid by the billionaires and the billionaires are practically all over the place as their population, they could probably afford the changes. Anyways, if we're talking about the sprint, I'm a big fan of the sprint. I like the qualification as a sprint. I like the intensity that they put into the sprint. In order to evolve any sport, you have to try a change. The WNBA, they tried the change. The NBA, they have the playing tournament so that the 9th and 10th place team, they can have an opportunity to work their way inside. Sexualizes the sport. Champions League, UEFA, and they also tried another one that the 5th and 6th place, they have that little playing tournament. You got to evolve the sport by trying this. So I think the sprints should stay. It was very exciting, especially when you had the mid-pack just body checking each other and being all aggressive about it. I think the sprints should definitely stay. It's not a waste of cash. You're catering to the billionaires and you're also catering to the local fans over there, but that you're getting two races within the same weekend. The sponsorships are liking it, saying that their top cars are better and the lower cars, they stay at the bottom. So I think the sprint should say it should be a permanent change on this one. Also, those that make the top eight in sprint do merit that extra point. So maybe you could eliminate the fastest lap point, because at times you get wasted laps that the second last lap, you're doing a pit, put new soft tires, and just going out again. So which team could afford that extra soft tires? It's always going to be the top guys. It's either Alonso is going to try because he could pull it off. Mercedes could do it. Red Bull could do it. So keep the sprints. You earn the points because you're in top eight. I like that. You earn it. By fastest lap, you could always manipulate that by doing... You could waste a lap on your tire change, and then you do the change, go going for the fastest lap. Hamilton was also notorious for that. So I think the sprint should stay. What do you think about that, Max? Yeah, man, nah, yeah.
So more personnel, more car, more money, more investment. Boost the cap. Well, yeah, they're going from China to Miami, which makes no sense.
Is it still a two-week break or it's right away next week?
I'm not sure, but
it seems like a two-week break.
It's a two-week break when you cross the ocean.
Yeah. Even if it is a two-week break, the guys are there the Monday. It's no more a two-week break.
Yeah, it's the lower tier staff that's there on Monday setting up the garage and the materials.
Huh.
The racers, they're still there partying at night. The pilots, let them party.
Guys, my opinion is it's still F1. I mean, it's the top of the car, the top of the of the race. So money should not be... I mean, if you cannot afford to be there, you should not be there. I'm sorry. Go in... No, but that's why even the cap mask...
You wanted to disappear.
I wanted the cap to be removed like it was before. I mean, you know, we're talking about Mercedes, we're talking about Ferrari, things like that. These are tough cars. They're known in the world. Now you're telling me I can only use two engines per year.
Three, sorry.
Yeah. You got to be kidding. So when am I going to try new things? And, you know, during the year, things come up, you know? I want to try it. And if I get into an accident, there goes one engine. And there goes, I mean, listen, it's like the same thing with the tires. Tires, I said it, I don't know many times. I still say it should be up to the driver to choose which tires to use. What is to Pirelli if you use a soft tire or a hard tire? What's the difference?
It's still their product.
It's still the product. So why are you telling me I got to use a soft, a hard, or a medium?
Well, it's not Pirelli that's telling
me. I'm just saying it's Pirelli brand.
Yeah.
Okay? So if I use Pirelli hard, what's the difference if I only use the hard one? Mm. Why do I have to use a soft one in there? I mean, you have to leave it to the driver, like it was in the old days. Leave it to the drivers. They're comfortable on the soft, let them go on the soft. They're comfortable on the hard, let them go on the hard.
Okay.
Anyway, that's one thing.
Andre, you have something to say? No?
This? To be honest, my sprint race doesn't really intrigue me. I really don't. Whether it's there or it's not there, for me, it's not something that I will, there's an extra sprint race. To me, it doesn't really matter. I still like the original format where you have three practices, a qualifying and a race, because that's the way you truly find the whoever's quickest on a one lapper, and then you have to navigate your race pace. There are too many dangers in a sprint race that are only giving you so many points that you might crash, your gearbox might go, your transmission, your engine, this and that, and you don't have the luxury of all these pieces. So especially every time you change something,
yeah,
you get penalized.
Especially for the...
And it's not that's what I don't find fair.
Okay, well, I got a massive counter argument to all of that. Carlo. You said before at the beginning of your monologue, you're encouraging investments. In order to involve in sport, there has to be investments. Example, if you look at classic soccer back in the 80s and 90s, the male players did not have what you see today, a sports bra on that fixed their posture and their VO2 max in their lungs. Back then, they had woolen or cotton socks. Now they're wearing compression socks in order to circulate the blood in the lower extremities. So that's investment into your players and to evolve the game through science. Bam. Then, going with what Saverio said just before, parity is the best thing that a sport could have. I'll give you the example. Detroit Red Wings in the NHL as an example, because in the Eastern, they were so close with each other of who's going to make it to the wild card or who's going to make the third position in the Metropolitan League, Detroit couldn't make it because of one freaking point, because of the salary cap. I think the cap in F1 has to be there, so you have the lower tier teams at least a chance to compete against the upper tier teams. Now, going with what Anthony said before, he wants to stay with the old tradition because the good teams are able to stay on top because they have better mechanics, they have better engineers, better of all this. But in that case, then you should have a super league. You should have an F1, two divisions. You have one division of the top guy that could pay for everything with no salary cap. And then you have the lower division of Sauber, of Williams, of RB1, and keep him there.
No. I know, Ajoy, I disagree because Formula 1 is Formula 1.
Formula 1.
There is no
But you can't put a cap on that because the lower teams, Williams, are never there, man.
Why?
You can't talk about the 70s when Williams had a chance.
Something to you that NASCAR says. We don't have a salary cap because we want...
Ford. It's the only
we want the best racing possible. We want the best racing possible. That's what NASCAR says.
And that's what you're going to get.
Okay? And every weekend, that's what you get. Your lower teams are going to be your lower teams because they can't afford it. But that's their problem. It's not Ferrari's problem. It's not Mercedes' problem. It's not Red Bull's problem. It's their problem. It's up to them to get more sponsors, more... Your sport thrives on the your top teams, not on your lower teams.
But even with a salary cap, even with a salary cap, who are the teams that win all the time? You didn't see a bottom team.
But no, you look at the NHL as a good example. No, have an expansion team that won 2 years ago.
We're talking F1 over here.
Okay,
yeah. When did you see a lower,
come from the bottom and win a championship? Except for that 1 year that Braun, that they stayed 1 year and then it was over.
And then it was over. With Honda, were they always on top?
But
Honda came after.
But they brought in the Mercedes engine and everything.
Yeah, but still.
But they spent money.
Mm-hmm. Go Max.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go. You threw it out there. Okay, go. What did you think about the race? Yeah, they weren't, but I was expecting them a bit. Even Lando Norris was expecting them to be faster than them. I think the white tire doesn't work on the Ferrari over here.
On this track. Okay.
Because their yellow was working. The yellow was working.
Yeah, but you see, but then again, there goes that stupid rule.
Yeah.
You see, he thinks it's bumper cars.
Well, I really... Well, wait... that I don't understand because they take off points for a license, no? So I don't know. Alonso. Ricardo too? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It pays to have a millionaire...
Father. Huh?
Yeah.
No, I think the strategy wise, Ferrari did I think the best they could because they pitted when they had to pit.
I don't know what happened with Sainz. Sainz got screwed on the virtual safety car.
Well, he had pitted right before, right? Before the accident.
Yeah.
So he was like six laps on those tires. Anyway. I mean, I think they did the best they could. I mean, they pitted Leclerc as soon as the virtual safety car came.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody doubles that.
No, not
everybody.
They waited a few laps.
Only Red Bull actually doubles that.
Yeah, that was... then after when the safety car came out, it helped them again because they regrouped everybody. So they got closer because at that point, the top three were already gone.
There was no
pace.
But is it only my impression that it looked like the safety car was there for a long time?
It was really long.
Couldn't get the car out of gear. Bottas' car out of gear.
But even the car was not near the track or anything.
It was dangerous.
Since we're talking about Stroll hitting Ricardo and he got the 10-second penalty, did Magnussen get the penalty also for removing Tsunoda off the race?
I think he got a penalty.
Yeah, a few guys got penalties.
There was a lot of penalties.
They dished out the penalties for the year.
Yeah,
that's it. So now Hamilton could go crazy and smash his
speaking anyway. of the qualifying for a sprint, Lando Norris' lap time was deleted.
And nobody gave it back to them. Yeah, that was a good one.
Which, I don't know, for me, you delete it, no?
What do you guys think?
They were comparing it to other pilots that exceeded track limits. Lando Norris was the least extreme compared to the others, so they put him back in.
but you still crossed the line.
True, but true.
And
but they reinstated him for the reason because it was least.
Okay, but severe. Hamilton did everything legal.
Yeah, but he got second place.
He did everything legal.
Yeah, he got second place.
There you go.
That's what it is. Or maybe Lando's car was made in China, so okay, we're gonna get them in there.
Anyway, okay. So, did you guys even like this race?
Yes, qualifying was amazing. Okay. Everybody's crashing and wiping out, and there was even fire on the grass. How did that happen?
Oh my god, full of shit.
That was that global warming? Why was there fire on a cloudy day on grass?
The cars sparking on the floor that made that
happen. Is it turf or actual grass? I think that caught on fire.
I don't.
Because it was a cloudy day. There's a lot of moisture in the air. It can't just catch on fire like that. That was amazing.
I have no idea.
Yeah. So I was entertained when Leclerc. Thank you. When Leclerc announced the grass is on fire, it's like what? And then they show it. It's like, what, for real? So who ignited that one?
I don't know.
Did anybody wipe out?
I'm telling you, it's just the sparks that the cars are touching on the floor. But yeah,
there was no grip. Though.
There was no enjoyment.
But no.
Yeah.
Really deep down, there was no enjoyment in this race.
Well, you're talking about the race or the qualifying race as well.
The race, I find it. I don't know. There was more action in the back than in the front.
Yeah, exactly. But in the front, he left and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Like three times.
Like every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have anyway. Whatever. Well, we'll see. Anyways, the big upgrade is coming in Monza.
Wait, before
well,
I talk
they're
about
getting a, they're getting an upgrade for Miami.
Small.
Yeah.
But let's the major ones in Monza. Apparently, yeah. that's the one.
Well, it's the 1/4 now, yeah. And then.
So the one in Monza is going to increase their speed and take on Red Bull. Well,
that's what they're
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when we get there. Yeah. I mean, only time will tell. I hope that it's something that they'll carve into Red Bull speed or something.
But now is it because Leclerc and Sainz are fighting or?
Yeah, that too.
You saw that at the beginning, eh?
That too.
Yes, and that's where the sprint comes in. Those guys were still arguing it out. Which I found it very exciting.
Well,
Leclerc
didn't like the way Sainz
knocked him off. And Leclerc did it back to him on
but look,
the
just,
race.
Again, with the sprint, another reason why I like it. If you look at lap 16, you had Sainz that was battling it out with Alonso. How these guys are taking each other out on the curves, which was amazing. And then after Sainz, which I was happy for because I think Alonso's title was finished at that point. When Sainz took that fourth place position, then fucking Leclerc comes in. Next lap, lap 17, battling it out with him. How can you say that sprint is not entertaining? You have less traffic, you have less cars because there's only 10 cars. And it was freaking amazing. I enjoyed every bit of that. And also the fact that because you have less cars, less traffic, you know when you had the Hamilton that took out Norris, the veteran of Hamilton that you just hogged the whole lane and Norris had no choice but to go onto the grass. That was amazing. And it took a mini race for me to see that. I know that during the real race where you have 20 cars in there, it's not going to come out. You're not going to get the same result. So the aggressiveness of what Hamilton did, I know in all his career he did this shit, but I enjoyed that. And it took a sprint for me to see something like that. So in terms of NASCAR, this is entertaining. In NASCAR, I like watching highlights where they crash. I know it sucks for the safety. I get all of that. But when they crash, I like it. In NHL hockey, when they fight, I like it. In F1,
yeah,
if there's
the rules,
aggression, I like it.
Yeah, but you see the rules in NHL are progressing towards no fighting.
But when it does happen, everybody in the stands, including myself watching at home, I'm standing up and I'm cheering for this stuff. No, I like this stuff. It works.
Yeah, but
it's the same thing as when you're watching boxing. When the guy gets knocked out, you're entertained by that hard right hook that he did to put him down. You're entertained by that. Same thing as the MMA. When the guy does a massive triangle choke, the point that the guy that's submitting is about to die, you're enjoyed by that. You get it? So, unfortunately, violence is what sells. So, same thing when it comes to the car. It took a sprint for me to see Hamilton aggressively taking out Norris. I like that. It sucks for Norris because I'm a fan of younger drivers.
But sure, they could do that during the race.
But it didn't happen in this
race.
But
you know why it didn't happen? Because the cars were not there.
That's why you want the sprint where you have 10 guys. And then it gave Norris, but Norris went down to 7th place after
that. But you're forgetting
but
that
he had
the
less
weather
cars
that
in front of him
it.
To go. Yeah, also the weather was cloudy. It wasn't raining that time when they had the actual race.
No,
the
on
the
sprint,
race, the
it
qualification
was rain.
No, you had the harder rain in the qualifications. Comunque, just to say, I saw the battle that Sainz had to go through Alonso and then the next lap with Leclerc. You didn't see that in the race, but I saw that in sprint. And I like that. I was entertained by it. Anyways, I enjoyed that. Sprint should stay. Because it's an extra opportunity of whatever action you cannot see in the race, you may see it in the sprint. And this one proves it to us.
Okay. Max, you have a comment?
Yeah, Max. Leafs fan.
Yeah.
Race. Yeah. Miami is going to be the same. Sort of.
You think so?
Yeah. What do you guys think? Miami?
Oh, yeah. On the rainy day, I'm sorry. During the spring qualifications, Leclerc wiped out on intermediate tires. Is that a good strategy to have that type of tires on a rainy day?
It's intermediate.
Yeah.
What are you going to put? Full wet?
Yeah.
Full wet. They're made for monsoon weather. It's not.
No, but it seems like it was only him that sprinkling. The fishtailed wiped out.
Yeah, because it doesn't want to drive.
Hamilton was able to control those intermediate when he was on.
Wow. It's funny.
Yeah. No. Obviously, he's a better driver than I am or any time ever. But for Formula One, he makes a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. No. And they almost
the player you're talking about.
Yes.
So if he makes a lot of mistakes, the guy gets the extension, they're leading the
That's to be discussed.
Yeah. That's to be discussed another time.
I think... Okay, well, sorry, Severa.
No, I was going to ask the same question on... what do you think about Hamilton? All of a sudden, he's on the 18-17 grid. I mean...
He's not good.
He's no good anymore. All of a sudden, he's no good anymore.
I have a feeling that...
I don't know. I have a feeling that ever since he publicly said, yeah, I'm going to Ferrari next year. That's it. He's done.
Because they're giving him bad parts or because he's doing the fat cat theory. No. I got a contract, I'm good.
No, but come on, seriously. Even if you drive, okay, you drive in F1, you have a certain pride and everything. You want to keep that up. You don't want to just go because you're leaving. Oh, okay, I'm going to do a lousy season and that's it. And no, you have your pride. Do you think he likes it finishing at 10, 13, 12? Of course not. 12?
Did you hear him rant today?
I mean, the guy, he's been a champion for 7 times. All of a sudden, he can't even reach the first 5, 6.
But the funny part is, when he asks the questions, he gets stupid answers. Yeah. That must be so frustrating for him.
Yeah.
He must know too.
Jeez, it's going to be a long season.
But like every sport, as you notice, Severo, whether you look at hockey, football, baseball, basketball, when you're on your contract season, you always play your best all the time because you're trying that extra effort. You're putting in that extra effort to earn a contract for next year. So if you look at science right now, the guy is fucking amazing. He's showing it. He's always in front of Leclerc. And Leclerc has to be aggressive just to get in front of him.
Today he wasn't.
But we're talking about
the race. Sainz was ahead, and then Leclerc took him almost towards the end to take that fourth spot.
We're talking about Hamilton here, guys. We're not just talking about an
newcomer. Hamilton. We already know that they're not giving him the full. There's no way that Russell's faster than him.
No way. He's never been faster these years. All of a sudden, I don't know.
But when Bottas was with Mercedes and Hamilton was always number one, Bottas still got somewhat okay pieces that he still made it to top five all the time.
No, yeah, but Bottas stayed with Mercedes.
But he still managed top five.
Leaving.
Yeah, I know, but...
Hamilton's out.
Yeah, Hamilton's out. You're comparing number one, number two driver when they're in contract years.
Yes, and when Bottas went to Alpha, even with a depleted car, he still managed to be top five. So they didn't give him the scraps. Mercedes didn't give Bottas the scrap. No, he still managed with the scrap in quotes. He still made it to top five.
Explain this then. You can't drop off this much with the car, that car.
And it's the same car he had the year before.
Huh. Hamilton made it to ninth place. Yeah. But then if you look at the mid first lap, Hamilton was in 19th place.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I was surprised. But he managed to make his way up to ninth place with all that traffic in the front.
Yeah, but that's because of the red card and all
and
that.
Safety car and all that.
Yeah, but it's the same advantage for everybody else. But him, he tend to master that advantage to go up 10 positions
If they were going out without any safety car, just go change your tires when you have to, he would have been in the back.
Maybe.
He gained
it's
time.
It's maybe because his car was like 6 seconds slower than everybody else, so he could have stayed out.
I know this is Tifosi talk.
Wasn't burning off.
These tires are shit. Okay. Just keep them on.
I know it's Tifosi talk where we talk about Haas and Ferrari a bit. What about Albon? The guy is always at the bottom. Ever since when he won that Canadian Grand Prix last year, we all freaked out and praised this guy. Oh, the next driver, all this bullcrap. But the guy is always at the bottom. What's your opinion on Albon? I know it's Tifosi talk. But Max, what's your opinion on Albon? Why is this guy always at the bottom? He's in the beginning of the first lap or mid first lap, he was in 13th and the guy ended up in 12th place. He didn't really advance. So Max, what's happening with Albon?
Learning the driver.
Yeah, but he's not a car. The rest, they're no good. Only in the straight line, they're good. Yeah. But anyway, you need a person that sets up a car perfectly, too, at the same time. So I don't think Albon is one of the better setup guys. You know, he's not a number one driver, let's put it that way.
Yep.
Yeah, of course. Science is gonna, yeah. Look, for Helmut Marko to say that, yeah, Audi's contract is quite high. I don't know, you know, like they really want him. So
we'll only get to see that.
No, I don't know. Like the last that I what in the interview that he said, he goes, well, you're gonna find out on Netflix next year.
That's right.
Exactly. I went throughout the whole field of asking people to
all the teams.
All the teams. So yeah. I guess he's still looking for the best seat. Yeah. But I don't think so. His test is coming up. Antonelli's test is coming up in May, right? So this is where they're gonna know if they're gonna take Sainz or not. But they have to give him a contract. So let's see. Would Sainz go with a car that they're showing now? I don't know. I wouldn't if I was him.
And well, Alonso said that he wouldn't either.
Oh. So, I don't know. I wouldn't go to Mercedes right now. Unless they're showing me, you know, at the end of the season. That, or the end of the season that, you know, okay. No, we don't. 2026, we don't. Yeah, where they need to be. Yeah. But anyway. We'll see what happens. He has, he has more than a couple of months left to... Yeah. But we'll see what happens with him. I doubt very much that he's not going to have a contract for next year.
Why do you say that?
Eh?
Why you say that?
I don't think he's going to have a contract guaranteed. Sainz. He's going to stay in Formula 1.
He's going to stay.
It's not as if he's going to be out of a contract.
He's not going to be a test driver somewhere else instead.
No. He's a top driver.
He's a good driver.
So is Ferrari giving him scrap
pieces? I don't know why we took Hamilton and not go with Sainz. Yeah.
That's a mistake.
No, it's a fairy tale story. Hamilton is going to break the Schumacher's record in a Ferrari. It's a fairy tale story.
Let's see.
And it's going to be a black driver too.
I doubt it very much, but let's see.
Can't see that.
Sorry. Yeah. We tracked that.
The Ferrari. Hamilton. Oh, Leclerc.
Leclerc. Why are you choking? Yeah. What happened?
I don't. Yeah, maybe. Well, he didn't prove too much yet, eh? Did he?
I don't know. He hasn't won a race.
He does. He hasn't. Yeah. Everybody's.
He hasn't won a race last year either, because it was Sainz that won the only race.
Yeah. So I don't know. But okay. End with Formula One, soccer.
What about soccer?
Yeah. What's going on?
Nothing. Roma is going into the semifinal.
Yeah,
they beat Milan. Milan really, really sucked big time.
Okay,
they played bad.
Mm-hmm.
They played with an extra man for over 70 minutes, and they only managed to score one lousy goal at the end. At the end of the game.
Okay,
Gerard.
Then enter not Milan, Atalanta.
Atalanta, they're doing very well. They look like very, I won't be surprised if they're going to go all the way.
You think so?
Yep. Well, listen, they really they overplayed. Was it Liverpool?
Yeah.
They overplayed Liverpool. 3-0 over there. They never lost 3-0 at home.
Liverpool. Yeah.
And Serie A,
well, the championship was over a month ago.
Yeah, okay.
That Inter, if they don't win tomorrow,
yeah,
they're gonna win next game.
Yeah.
Napoli.
Well, there's still a fight for third and fourth place, no?
Nah,
you don't think so?
Yeah, but no.
Come on, Bologna's right there.
Yeah, but Bologna. But don't forget, they're gonna have five teams that go in the Champions League this year, so.
It's true.
Oh, really?
It's more than last.
So it's one more. Plus, yeah. If Atlanta wins, or Roma wins, the European,
they qualify
automatically in the Champions. That means you're gonna have six teams in the Champions League.
Wow,
that's nice.
Look, if we're talking about
the most in Europe,
right?
If we're talking about the Europa League, as you're talking about, Marseille just advanced to penalty kicks. You think that Atalanta is gonna have an easier time with them?
Marseille, you know.
Because Atalanta passed on merit. They had more goals. I think it was 3-1. They advanced.
Marseille
advanced on penalty. Benfica.
But they advanced
on penalty kicks.
Manchester City.
Who beat what?
Manchester City was Real Madrid that beat them.
Oh, it's Real Madrid.
Real Madrid. Man City is out. PSG, I was surprised. I mean,
well, he played.
That was Donnarumma's fault.
I was just about to say that.
No.
They
made it. They went through, but they beat Barcelona. Okay, Barcelona is not the same Barcelona of the old days, but to give a red card after 25 minutes there, and Barcelona was winning 1-0. It was not a clear, like, you know, this is a Champions League, and you're looking at the quarterfinals. I mean, you don't, unless you're, you know, it's a really something really great, then, but otherwise, you know, yellow card and bang, and that's it.
So you're telling me that PSG is going to have problems with Dortmund next round?
They should have had the problem. Listen, they were having problems with Barcelona until Barcelona went down to 10 men.
Yeah, but he still advanced 6-4 on aggregate.
Yeah,
2 points up around. I see what you mean.
Listen, they lost at home. They lost at home
against
Barcelona.
Yeah.
They were losing 1-0 in Barcelona until they
the red card.
The red card. And if it wasn't for the red card,
the game changed completely.
It changed completely.
One man down makes a big difference.
Yeah. But not only that, don't forget, they also have good players. It's not like they have lousy players, you know. They have good players and they capitalized.
So, same question. Would Dortmund be a problem for them?
I'm not going to say no. But
Dortmund's a different
team. It's a different team.
If your argument is because they're more disciplined, it's not going to work out.
It's a tougher type of soccer. The French is more technique through the middle. Germans is a harder time. The midfield is gonna be tough.
Yeah, who was the last German team to win? Was it Bayern Munich?
Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
But how long ago was that?
A couple of years ago.
But it's just to say.
Yeah, but Bayern Munich is there too, huh?
Yeah,
isn't it?
I know what you're saying,
Bayern Munich.
They're playing Real Madrid.
They're playing Real Madrid.
Who's been winning all these Champions Leagues?
In Germany.
It's the finesse style. It's not really the rough and tough German style. It's finesse that usually wins.
Wait.
Spanish leagues are always winning because there's the finesse that works.
Okay. Max, what did you say? Yeah,
Dortmund, right. Yeah. They're playing PSG.
PSG, yeah.
And Bayern Munich, they're playing Real Madrid. But even Real Madrid, they advanced. They got overplayed by Man City. The second half,
Okay. Which one? Real Madrid. But who won by penalty kicks?
Real Madrid.
Oh, it was Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what has surprised me for Man City is the player there, Holland, whatever his name is.
Holland.
He didn't touch the freaking ball to both games. He was really...
Was it because he was super covered or not?
Not super covered, but yeah, but a player like that, even if he's super covered, he still has to create space for for the other players.
Mm.
But I don't know. He didn't... something wrong. Something they wasn't...
Yeah. Okay.
They're not the best,
but did you notice that they all went out? Eh? Man City went out, Liverpool went out, and the same thing with the Spanish. The only Spanish team is left is Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Barcelona went out. Atlantic City. No, I don't. Well, you never know what Ancelotti. Eh?
Let's see.
Look, if you look at, did you talk?
Yeah,
they didn't play very well. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Joey, you have something to say?
Yes, if you're looking at the last 10-year history, supporting my argument before, a Spanian club has won 6 times in the last 10 years of championship.
Yeah.
The English club won 3 times,
yeah.
And only Germany won one time, that 2 years ago, which was Bayern.
Italy only won in 2010.
Yeah. We're not talking about Italy over here. I'm just talking about that is the Spanish finesse style that wins. So I don't think Dortmund's going to be... I think Dortmund may be a problem. It may be a problem against PSG, but PSG is still...
Spanish. Yeah, but now there's only one Spanish team left.
Spanish teams...
But the Spanish teams that you're talking about were,
were
overloaded with talent.
With balance.
PSG is now overloaded with talent. The only guy they lost is the guy that went to the Arab League.
PSG, you can have the top players in there. If they don't communicate, if they don't play together, it doesn't work. And that's what's happening with PSG. They have all these players. They pay them money coming out of their wing, man. But they're not connecting.
Okay. But this is supporting, again, the F1 theory over here. If you look at champions, it's always the rich clubs that win at the end.
Because they have
the top players. You don't see Verona in the finals.
Yeah, because they have the top players.
Okay, wait.
Yes. So eliminate the salary cap. And again... Have a Super League for these clubs.
It's
not Super League.
I know it's not Super League, but it's always the best. When was the last time you had a second-tier team that won champions? You have to go back 50 years ago. Come on.
Okay, but
who... If you're going to eliminate... have the argument of eliminating salary cap, then you know what?
Okay,
eliminate it, and you just have the top-tier guys.
Who wins the La Liga in Spain? Who are the team that win?
It's the same cast.
It's always the same thing. Barcelona, Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid once in a while. In Italy, what was it? Was it Juve, Inter, Milan? Mm. And once in a while, you have Roma, you have Napoli. Once in a while. Okay. England, it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
Man City, Liverpool,
Chelsea.
Arsenal. Yeah.
Arsenal, they went down.
But these were the same, and these are the same teams
that are in the finals.
That go into the league.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay, in the Europa League, who's going to win?
In Europa League, Fiorentina's got a good chance.
You're calling them the champion now?
I didn't call it the champion. I said they have a good chance.
Okay.
Because,
who's going to win?
Because there's only four 8 teams left.
Yeah, who's going to win?
I said, I don't know. Because the teams are there. I don't really follow them at all. So I don't know which ones are. But there is no top team... Like really, really top team in there that you can see.
I'm sorry, I'm lost in this. If you're talking about the Europa League, how come you're mentioning of Fiorentina?
Fiorentina's in Europa.
It's Roma and Atalanta there.
Roma and Atalanta, it's in Europe.
And Europa is
the other one is conference.
It's the fifth and sixth that we're talking
about.
It's
the conference,
which is again that next playing type of thing. So
no, it's
the
conference league.
Okay, I get your argument.
You see, there's the Europa League. It's Atlanta, Marseille, Leverkusen against Roma.
Yeah.
And the other one there,
So even going to a third tier, we don't talk about that. Fiorentina has to be better to make it to Europa and Champions.
That's what it is.
Okay.
It is
you
what
can't
it
talk
is.
About lower tiers.
Yeah, UEFA, who you think is going to win? UEFA.
UEFA?
There is no UEFA. There is
no UEFA.
Europa.
Europa,
yeah.
You mean?
We have a 50 chance. We have Roma and Atalanta. Hopefully those guys, they face each other.
I'm saying Atalanta's playing pretty well. So they have... Because the other two teams, Marseille and Leverkusen, I mean, it's not a great team. They're teams that are beatable. Okay. Now the ball is round. It can always, you know, go. You never know.
Okay. Well, who do you think?
I think it's going to be an Italian final.
Okay.
Speriamo di sì. I still don't know who's going to beat that golden boy in Atalanta, because they have a lot of mid players that collectively they're good. So if you have to depend on one guy when you're making it to the finals, let's say, I don't think Atalanta could pull it off. So if I have to be biased for an Italy team, I think
That's why Atalanta is good, because all the players are almost equal.
Okay.
That's why I like the balance of the team.
They don't have like one or two superstars.
Capito. That I like balanced teams. I get that. But when you're in intense moments, you need that one guy that's the golden boy to score. Boston has Pastrnak. When they need a goal, they're going to go to him. The Canadians, they have nobody, and that's why they never made it far.
Okay.
They don't have that situation. So Atalanta, how can you be fully convinced that they're going to go
through PSG to make it to the final?
His name?
Okay, let me ask the question. Max, who do you think is going to win?
I think Max would know about this.
Yeah, me too. I go with Rome.
That's why Roma has the superstar that you're going to depend on.
Who?
When you need
Lukaku?
Yeah.
That's why he came
back to the Italian league. He was good with Inter. And after he sold off for cash, which everybody would do, which everybody's entitled to, he realized he's better in the Italian league. So he came back. So yes, Lukaku's their guy.
Okay.
Dybala.
Remember him?
Yeah. Who's the next? Dybala. He's always hurt.
What's the next one?
Which one?
What's the other league that are going? There's
conference league. I said Fiorentina's got a good chance of winning.
Okay, you, Anthony?
I don't know these lower tiers.
Fiorentina?
I don't know the lower tiers. I don't know who's in it. The most I'll go is UEFA. That's it. I can't go lower than that.
Okay.
Because they suck. I'm not going to watch a Williams and a fucking Sauber argument. I can't do that. You know, okay, Max, I want to see the top guys.
Max, you, who do you think is going to win? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry. I'm sorry to do that. Remember going back to the F1, the race. Remember at lap 35, ironically, you had Magnussen and Stroll arguing for the second last place. They're every turn. They're taking each other out. Speedway That was very fun. It was exciting. But it was only the second last place. So again, if you're talking about who's gonna win this Fiorentina tournament that they're in, which I don't know what it is. If you didn't care about the irony in lap 35 where you had Magnussen and Stroll arguing, even though that one of them takes out Tsunoda, one of them takes out Ricciardo, they're arguing for second last. That's a good storyline, but no one cared because it didn't happen in number one and two positions.
They're going to take out everybody and they're going to be fighting for first.
Yeah.
fighting for first? Yes, but notice that if they were fighting for first, we'd be talking about that.
Yeah.
But no one mentioned that because they're the last guys. You know, Fiorentina, I don't care about that because they're too low.
But you know what they're talking about?
Who's they?
You know what they're talking about?
Who's they?
The owners, what they're saying. They're saying, what are these idiots doing? These are our cars. Please do not mash these cars because we need them for the next race. That's what the owners
That's why saying. The budget has to be there. But it happened during the race. It didn't happen during the sprint. It happened during the race.
Yeah.
But it took this race where you had more cars, unfortunately, that they have to battle second last. So I think if the second last they battle out as much as they did over here, maybe we will pay more attention towards the bottom tier teams, the bottom third teams.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they take out Ricciardo, they take out Tsunoda, and they're still arguing, these guys.
Okay, there's one more league left.
I don't know this one.
What's the other league?
There's three leagues.
We didn't mention all three.
There is the Conference League.
Yes.
The European League and the Champion League.
And the champion. Who do you want?
The champion. The champion to me is, I think, is going to be the... how do you call it? Monaco. Leverkusen, sir. Exactly.
Bayern Munich.
Bayern Newman. Yeah. Munich.
Bayern Munich. Okay, who are you?
You're probably right.
Bayern Munich is probably going
to. Okay, you, Joey?
No, I'm not going German. I think Real Madrid is going to take this one.
Okay.
So Real Madrid is going to beat Bayern to go in the finals. They're probably going to face Dortmund if we want to go German. And Bayern is going to take it. Real Madrid is going to take it. The Spanish league is always going to take it.
Huh?
Okay.
Real Madrid, no.
Okay, so playoff hockey started
yesterday. No, it's too early. Wait,
no, come on. Let me. Wait, come on. Just if yeah, well, come on, one more shot. What do you mean? One more shot. First round.
They didn't even play all the games yet.
They haven't even start the game yet.
Okay, what did you guys think of the two games that were on yesterday?
Well, I think if you're talking about the...
I think Carolina has a good chance of winning the whole thing.
Well, the goalie has to really freaking pull these miracles.
Exactly. He put out a few miracles yesterday. You know, like...
But still.
But you can't do that every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Eventually, it's going to catch up.
Okay, and Toronto and Boston?
Toronto yesterday, they were lucky. They only lost by 5 points. Five goals.
Four goals.
Yeah, but
four. Well,
they're missing one of their best players too. Right?
Hey, a lot of teams are missing players, so it's not the
Nylander wasn't there.
It's not the end. How many posts?
He's the best guy in the playoffs.
And don't get me wrong, I don't like Boston either. But how many posted did you hear? Ding ding.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? You go play, and you lose 5-1. I mean. You're supposed to be the top team.
Yeah, but they weren't playing at home, man.
It doesn't matter.
It makes a big difference.
Okay, so then they're going to lose if they don't play at home because they're going to play...
There's going to be four games in Boston.
In Boston. So in Boston. That's it.
All right. So that's it?
Well...
All right.
If we're talking about soccer over here, they're doing the 26th World Cup qualifications.
Okay, yeah.
Notice that it's all the African teams and the South American teams that are qualifying here, and the Europeans are not there because they're busy being good. So again, when you have the World Cup, I think there's certain leagues that should not be there because they're only going to bring everybody down.
All right.
You know that New Guinea's not going to be there.
All right.
So why include them in this tournament?
All right.
Keep them as friends.
Yeah, all right.
Who's winning the cup, Severi? Who's winning the cup?
For what?
Stanley Cup.
The Stanley Cup?
Yeah. we got Carolina winning. Who's winning the cup?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I think Carolina's going to take it.
No.
I have a feeling. If they start getting warm, yeah.
Yeah, Florida is the same thing, man. I think Florida is the team.
I have a feeling that if they're...
But then I haven't been watching.
I don't know. It's too soon. It's way too soon.
Why is it too soon?
I like that... Max got more involved in this one. He spoke in total 40 seconds, so we're good. We're good.
Well, 1 minute. we're still recording. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where are you guys going? We're not finished.
Oh, I thought we were. Okay.
No, Max got off.
I have some work for you, too.
Okay, then. All right, bye.
Ciao,
bye.